P.S. So what to do? She sits there thinking about this, and then gets up to double-check the door and windows, touching the new keys around her neck. Goes into the bathroom to brush her teeth and wash her face. Her face in the mirror against the white tiles of the wall behind her. The tiles are square, and she looks something snipped from a magazine and placed on a sheet of graph paper. Not such good work with the scissors. Images called up by Damien's email. Heaps of bone. That initial 17 stories of twisted, impacted girder. Funeral ash. That taste in the back of the throat. And she is here in this apartment, recently invaded by some shadowy figure or figures. Dorothea as corporate spook. The woman in the mirror, lips foamed with toothpaste, shakes her head. Hydrophobia. Big End advising her to sleep on it, and she will, that's certain, though she doesn't want to. She removes and folds the silver discomforter, stiff as a new tarpaulin, and replaces it with a duvet and a gray cotton cover, new and unused, that she finds in the closet. He took a duck in the face at 250 knots, her prayer in the dark. Eyes closed, she finds herself imagining a symbol, something watermarking the lower right-hand corner of her existence. It is there, just beyond some periphery, beyond the physical, beyond vision, and it marks her as... what?